Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the etiquettes of safar, of traveling. So today we start a new chapter. Babu ma yaqulu idha nazala manzilan. The chapter on what to say when stopping over at a place. When a person is traveling, and he is traveling for a long journey, then generally he would need to stop over, and he would need to continue his journey after stopping over for the evening, for the night, etc. So when a person reaches this place where he's stopping over, what du'as should he read? So when we hear these du'as also, we mustn't only think of our situation, that we're stopping over at some bed and breakfast, or somebody's house at night, or some place that is well lit up, there's a good suburb there, there's places to stay there, there's places to eat. We should think, put ourselves back and think that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they would travel, now you'd go, sometimes you'd stop in a jungle area. Nobody is staying there. There's no lights, there's no sign of any type of inhabitation. As far as people are concerned, there's nothing there. It's a wilderness you're stopping. Now there's danger that you're stopping over there. Where we're stopping over, it's dark. There may be animals there, there may be wild animals there. Sometimes from within the ground, scorpions and other insects where you're sleeping, that spot, that creatures may come out and bite the person. So there's a lot of danger that is there. And it's pitch dark sometimes. So, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us du'as to read. So one is at that time, as we're explaining, and in our time also, there are a lot of dangers that are still there. There's nobody that's safe, even on journey. And there's other fitnas that are there, there are other dangers that are there. But from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we see how comprehensive it is, that no harm, no inconvenience, no discomfort must reach a person whilst he's traveling also. So therefore we are taught these du'as. Some of them are very easy, we should try and remember them. An Khula binti Hakim radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul man nazala manzilan thumma qala a'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq lam yadurruhu shay'un hatta yartahila min manzilihi dhalik. Hadhihi Khula binti Hakim radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that one who stops over at a place and says this dua, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. Very easy dua. He stops over and he reads this dua. أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. One more time. أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. What this dua means? That I seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah Ta'ala from the evil which He has created. Min sharri ma khalaq. In other, every type of evil that Allah Ta'ala has created, every type of harm that can come from anything that is harmful, oh Allah, I'm asking you for protection from that. Now if it has to do with a hijacker, I'm asking you for protection from a hijacker. If it's from a thief, I'm asking you for protection from a thief. If it is a snake or a scorpion, I'm asking you for protection from that. If it is a lion, I'm asking you for protection from that. If it is a hard, difficult weather conditions, cyclones and winds and rains and storms, well, I'm asking you for protection from that. Min sharri ma khalaq, I'm asking you for protection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every single thing that you have created. See what a short dua this is, but how comprehensive. It covers everything. It even covers those harmful conditions that a person may go through. Whilst, Allah, I'm stopping here, I may have to go. After stopping from here, I'm going to go, I'm going to leave, I'm asking for protection. Even from that drunken driver that is driving and comes and knocks me, from the evil of that also, from the person that is not careful on the road, from that also, from a blowout, from a tire blowout, I'm asking for protection from that. In sharri ma khalaq, from everything I'm asking that you have created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm asking you for protection. So I seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah ta'ala from the evil of that which He has created. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that nothing will harm him until he departs from that place. Nothing will harm this person until he departs from that place, because he read this dua. Such a powerful dua, short dua, but powerful. One more hadith, one more dua, and then we'll complete this chapter. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha safara fa aqbala al-laylu, qala ya ardu, rabbi wa rabbuki Allah, a'udhu billahi min sharri wa sharri ma fiki, wa sharri ma khuliqa fiki, wa sharri ma yadibu alayki, وأعوذ بك من شر أسد وأسود ومن الحية والعقرب ومن ساكن البلد وَمِنَ الْوَالِدِ وَمَا وَلَدْ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدُ. This dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spells out more the harms of the different types of creatures that are there that can harm a person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spelt it out. And even the harm of shaitan, as we'll say in the end of the dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it's specific dua that Allah ta'ala protects from the harm of shaitan. Even in this time, when a person is traveling, that harm of shaitan is there. The harm that can be caused from shaitan, that waswasa that he can put in a person's mind, the temptations that he can take him to, that you're all alone in this hotel in Dubai, nobody knows you, there's so much of fitnas that you can enjoy yourself with. So all these thoughts come from shaitan. So that's why when a person stops over, he reads his dua, that wallah, even this harm of the thoughts of shaitan, the waswasa of shaitan, save me from that also. I don't want to get physically harmed, and I don't want to get spiritually harmed whilst I'm stopped over, whilst I'm in this transit. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma narrated that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a journey and night approached, he would say, O earth, in other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would stop and he would say this dua, that O earth, my sustainer and your sustainer is Allah. Can you imagine? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is addressing the earth and telling the earth that my sustainer and your sustainer is Allah. I seek refuge in Allah from your evil, the evil that is in you, the evil that is created in you, and the evil that creeps on you. In other words, those insects that are found within the earth, those harmful things that are within the earth. Sometimes you'll get a lava that is coming out from the earth. You get a volcano that's coming out. It's coming out from within the earth. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not making dua only for what's on top of the earth, what is in the earth, what is created within the earth, what evil that creeps on you, those snakes and scorpions and other dangerous creatures that creep on the earth. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making this dua. I seek, and then he goes on to say, I seek refuge in Allah ta'ala from the evil of the lion, the large snake, from the snake and the scorpion. And the last part of this dua, وَبِالْوَالِدِ وَمَا وَلَدْ. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, seeking refuge of walid and walad. Ulama explained that what is this walid wal walad? وَمِنَ الْوَالِدِ وَمَا وَلَدْ. What is meant by this? What is meant by this is that I'm seeking protection from the jinn of the land. I'm seeking protection from shaitan and his offspring. So first Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, وَمِنْ سَاكِنِ الْبَلَدِ. وَمِنْ سَاكِنِ الْبَلَدِ. Ulama explained that what is balad? Balad is a place where a person goes to, and there is life there, but there is no people that are inhabiting that place. So there's life there. There's animals that are staying around there in that area. There are creatures that are staying there. But there's no homes. It's not a built-up area. So, oh Allah, those people that are staying in this area, they are like dilapidated homes, broken homes, those type of things, and animals, etc., that are staying there. So what generally stays there is these jinnat. Jinnat stay there, etc. And the other creatures that may stay in those homes. So I mean, sakin al-balad is covering all those things. Wallah, I'm seeking your protection from any jinnat that may be here. And from those things, those animals, those creatures that are staying in all these type of places. So it's not inhabited by people, but they are because of some structures that are there. They are animals, etc., staying there. So I'm seeking your protection from all these things. I mean, sakin al-balad. So I'm seeking your protection from the jinn of this land. And the next part of the hadith, وَمِنَ الْوَالِدِ وَمَا وَلَدْ. And from shaitan and his offspring. Shaitan and all his offspring, whatever evil that can come from them, I'm seeking complete protection from them. See what a beautiful dua this is. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And we may not know everything, but at least this first dua that we read, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. I seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah Ta'ala from the evil of which he has created. Ulama explained what is meant by these perfect words. It refers to those qualities of Allah Ta'ala which have been perpetually associated with Allah Ta'ala. Perpetually those qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have been associated with Allah. For example, Hay. Allah is ever living. So this quality is perpetually associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can ever claim to be ever living. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gives life, and Allah ta'ala is the one that causes life. This cannot be associated with anybody else. So those qualities are referred to kalimatillahi tamma, that is unique specifically to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are referred to as kalimatillahi tamma. So So anyway, this first dua, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق, we should try and remember it and make it the dua. If ever we have to stop over anywhere, we're in transit, it's a powerful dua. In fact, this dua is something that is recommended for us to read daily, morning and evening. We all need that, but more so when a person is on journey. The second dua that we did, if we don't remember all the words, we can make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He saves us from all those things that are within the ground, all those things that are created in the ground, all those things that are crawling on the ground, all those lions that are there, all those evil creatures that are there. Allah ta'ala protect us from that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the snake, and He protect us from the scorpion. And then the last part, oh Allah, from whatever jinnat may be in this area, protect me from that, protect me from shaitan, and protect me from the progeny of shaitan. Such a comprehensive, complete dua. Whatever we can remember from there, we should make it. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will protect us and safeguard us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal al-jinnah. Today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf and try and come early for the Jummah Salah. Take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah and engage in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursalin, alhamdulillahi.